Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Nevada is trying a murder case with no murder weapon. The gun that killed Tupac Shakur on September 7th of 1996, 30 years ago now, God, I know I feel old, has never been recovered. No DNA connects Dwayne Keefe D. Davis to the shooting. The man prosecutors say fired the shots was Orlando Anderson. He denied it. He was killed in Compton in 1998 and will obviously never take the stand. He's been dead longer than he was alive. What the state has is a book Davis wrote himself. Judge Carly Kearney ruled it admissible, which means the jury gets to hear it. Las Vegas police had Davis's statements in hand for 14 years before anyone actually arrested him. Davis is now 63 years old. He faces one count of murder with a deadly weapon with intent to promote, further, or assist a criminal gang. The last part is a gang enhancement, which means extra prison time because prosecutors say the crime was committed for a gang. He has pled not guilty. He's been in custody since his arrest on September 29th of 2023 in Henderson, Nevada. The trial is expected to run about a month. If the jury convicts him, he faces life without parole. Tupac Shakur, 25 years old in 1996. He's also now been dead longer than he was alive. He put out four albums and acted in five films. He was still writing. He was on his way to be one of the biggest stars in hip hop ever at that moment in time. And if you don't know, you don't know because you weren't there. Back in 1996, the world of hip hop, the world of all of that was very different than it is today. And on the night of September 7th, 1996, he was in the passenger seat of a black BMW. Marion Suge Knight, the founder of Death Row Records, was driving. They just left the MGM Grand after the Mike Tyson and Bruce Seldon fight. Earlier that evening, surveillance cameras inside the casino at the MGM recorded Tupac and Knight and their entourage beating a man near a bank of elevators in a fountain. It lasted about 2 minutes before security broke it up. That man was Orlando Anderson. It was Davis's nephew and a member of the Southside Compton Crips. Tupac and Knight ran with the mob crew Bloods. Anderson declined to press charges and he left the casino. The footage still exists. You've probably seen it. Prosecutors intend to play it for the jury as the motive for basically everything that followed. Attack at the MGM, retaliation at Flamingo and Cole Vault, which is where he was shot. Later that night, a white Cadillac pulled up alongside the BMW at that red light near the strip. Someone in the back seat opened fire. Tupac was hit multiple times. Knight was grazed. Tupac was taken to University Medical Center and died 6 days later on September 13th of 1996. For 27 years, nobody was charged. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department had names and had theories about the motive. What they didn't have was a case any prosecutor would take to a grand jury. In 2008, Davis sat down with a joint task force that included the LAPD. They were investigating the murder of Christopher Wallace, the notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, who was shot in Los Angeles just 6 months after Tupac died. A lot of people at the time and still to this day connect the two and say it was retaliation for the murder of Tupac. During those interviews, Davis talked about the Las Vegas shooting. His attorneys later called that arrangement a proffer, and a proffer It works like this. You sit down with investigators and tell them what you know, and they agree not to use it against you. The task force was not investigating Tupac's murder. They were building a case in Los Angeles. What Davis told them about Las Vegas was extra. Then Davis went public. In 2018, he appeared in a BET documentary and discussed the shooting on camera. He'd been diagnosed with cancer and told interviewers he had nothing left to lose. In 2019, his memoir came out, Compton Street Legend. Prosecutors told the court that Davis discussed his alleged involvement in nearly every form imaginable. They say a book is a different kind of evidence than a police interview. A proffer transcript is a document prosecutors have to explain. They have to tell the jury what deal was on the table and what pressure the man was under. A memoir, they say, works completely differently. He chose the words. He chose when to publish them. His name is on the cover. Prosecutors can read it out loud in court. The book was released through a small publisher and sold openly. Anyone could buy it, including a Las Vegas homicide detective. Grand jury transcripts framed the killing as a gang retaliation tied to a war between two record labels, Death Row Records on one side, aligned with Mob Proof Bloods, Bad Boy Records on the other, aligned with the Southside Compton Crips, which was Davis's crew. Witnesses testified before the grand jury that the Crips provided protection for Bad Boy at events and on the road. The two sides had been in contact for years before that night in Las Vegas. Prosecutors are not arguing that Davis pulled the trigger. Their theory is that he was the shot caller, meaning the person who gives the order. They allege he provided the gun and directed the retaliation from the front passenger seat. A Clark County grand jury indicted Davis in September of 23. Grand juries hear only the prosecution's evidence with no defense case and no cross-examination at that sort of stage. The indictment came 36 days after Las Vegas police executed a search warrant at his Henderson home. That search happened in July of 23, 14 years after they first had his statements. Davis is the only person ever charged in connection with Tupac's death. Everyone else prosecutors have named as either being in the Cadillac is either dead or has never faced a charge. Orlando Anderson was questioned by police in 96 and released without notice. Then he died. Judge Kearney ruled the memoir and the 2008 police recording are admissible. 12 people will sit in that Los Angeles courtroom and listen to Keefe D. Davis describe that night in his own words. Read from his own book while he sits at the defense table. That ruling is the case. Without the memoir and the recording, prosecutors are left with a casino fight, a gang rivalry, and no evidence really connecting Davis to the shooting himself. It's his own words that have brought him there, his own misunderstanding or overconfidence in the proffer agreement, not really knowing just how easily that can be used against you. He's a victim of his own foolish stupidity and poor decision making. After his arrest in September of 23, Davis's account changed. He said, wait a second. That proffer agreement, that information I gave you in the Biggie investigation, that's all a lie. Oh, that book I wrote, that's all a lie. Those interviews I gave, those are all a lie. It's all mythical. It's all, I just made it up. He gave an interview to ABC News from jail and said he's innocent. I ain't killed nobody, he told them. He said he only talked about the murder to make a little money. At one point, he claimed he wasn't even in Las Vegas when the shooting happened. It's 30 years ago, so good luck proving either way. His attorneys built the defense around the 2008 proffer. The argument was immunity, meaning a promise to investigators that you won't be charged for what you tell them. Davis said the promise covered him permanently. At least that's what he thought. His attorneys asked Judge Kearney to bar the statements and everything that came from them, and that was, surprise, denied. Prosecutors argued that a proffer agreement in Nevada would have required a judge's sign-off, and no judge ever signed off on anything. They also argued that Davis gave up any protection he thought he had when he spent the next 15 years repeating the same accounts publicly. That's probably the same lever that made him think he could talk publicly, because he talked about it over here, and I guess it's free game now. Turns out it's not. You know where this also went horribly awry? Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby made all sorts of admissions in an agreement, in a deposition, and he thought could not be used against him. Eventually, it was used against him, and he went to prison. And then he went back and sued and said, no, that agreement over here, this is not, that's supposed to be able to be used over there. And actually, he won that one. That's why he's a free predator today, or man, I mean. Alleged predator, I guess. Oh, I don't know what you call him. Counting down days to die, old man. The defense moved to suppress evidence from a nighttime search of Davis's home. Nighttime searches require extra justification because courts treat them as more intrusive. His attorneys argued investigators used a misleading warrant application. That was denied, too. They moved to dismiss the charges over the 27-year delay between the murder and the indictment. Witnesses die over that span, and memories fail. Physical evidence disappears. Judge Kearney also denied that. Every alibi witness Davis might have called is 30 years harder to find or dead. And a defendant charged this late is working with fewer tools than he would have had in 1997. Davis has been through three legal teams since his arrest. One withdrew over a retainer dispute, changing counsel that many times in a capital adjacent case does slow everything down. He also picked up a battery conviction for a fight with another inmate at the Clark County Detention Center. He was sentenced to 16 to 40 months on that one. At the final hearing before trial, Davis told the court he's considering posting his $750,000 bond during the proceedings. Judge Kearney said he could because bond only becomes an issue once a jury reaches a verdict. Las Vegas police had Davis's statements by 09. They had the proffer from the LAPD task force. They knew what he told investigators because it was on a transcript with his name on it. A BET documentary aired in 2018 and reached a national audience. The memoir published in 19 and was available for anyone to buy. And the arrest came in September of 23. 14 years between the statements and the handcuffs. Davis was not hiding during those years. He lived in Henderson, a suburb 15 miles from where Tupac was shot. Gave interviews, appeared on podcasts, promoted the book. He used his real name and the same nickname prosecutors now put in the court filings. Anyone looking for him could have found him. Mopreme Shakur is Tupac's stepbrother. He told the Associated Press that his family has spent 30 years waiting for this. He described the experience as exhausting and stressful. He said sitting through the trial will be re-traumatizing. He also said he's cautiously optimistic that justice will come and that he hopes the trial was fair. 30 years is long enough that most of the people who could have testified are gone. Suge Knight was driving the car and survived the shooting. He is serving a 28-year sentence in California for an unrelated 2015 killing. He might be a witness at this trial. The defense gets to put that timeline in front of the jury, 14 years of an open case file, while the man in it published a book, sat for a documentary, and gave interviews. Prosecutors say the memoir gave them a first-person account they could put in front of jurors in a way a decade-old proffer transcript never could. 12 people in Las Vegas are working with a case that has no murder weapon and no DNA. Orlando Anderson has also been dead since 1998 and cannot be cross-examined by anybody. What the jury gets is surveillance video from the MGM Grand, a grand jury transcript. They get a memoir, a documentary, and police recordings, plus a defendant whose account changed after his arrest. The charge is narrower than it sounds. Prosecutors don't have to prove Davis fired a weapon. They have to prove he gave an order. Presence in the car doesn't get them there. And knowing what was about to happen doesn't either. They have to prove Davis made it happen. The evidence for that comes almost entirely from what Davis said about himself, which is why the admissibility ruling mattered more than any other decision in this case. His attorneys will tell the jury he's a storyteller who sold a version of events for money. They'll argue the memoir is marketing rather than a confession written by a man who needed the sales. Prosecutors will tell a jury a man doesn't describe supplying a murder weapon unless he supplied one. Both sides are working from that same material. That material is a book written by the defendant, and each side needs the jury to read it a different way. Ordinarily, a murder trial is a fight over physical evidence and what it proves. This one is a fight over whether a man was lying when he described himself as guilty. The jury has to decide which of his accounts to credit, with no gun and no shooter to check them against. Most of the jurors seated for this were children or not even born in 1996. They'll evaluate a 30-year-old shooting through a memoir, a documentary, and a courtroom. Brings us back to where the state started. No gun, no DNA, no Orlando Anderson to cross-examine. What the state had is that book and the defendant's name on the cover. And a man at the defense table who says he wrote it for money. Tupac Shakur was 25 years old when someone in a white Cadillac opened fire on him at a red light. He was pronounced dead 6 days later. His mother, Afeni, spent the rest of her life without answers and died in 2016. His stepbrother has spent 30 years waiting for that courtroom. They finally have one. The trial's expected to last about a month, and when it's over, 12 people will decide whether the man who allegedly told the world that he killed Tupac spends the rest of his life in prison for that claim. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Links are in the description. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.